Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome and thanks for listening. This segment of the show is brought to you by SCORE Orange County and features Ellen Thrasher, who's the director of the Office of Entrepreneurship Education for the U.S. Small Business Administration. Ellen, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Bill.
It's a pleasure to have you. You know, we talked the other day on the phone, and you are someone who really helps small business owners, and it's been your passion for many, many years in various capacities. And I'm very pleased to have you on the show. I'd like to start with getting to know you a little bit and let our listeners know a little bit about your background.
Well, I'm originally from Arizona and never really knew what I wanted to do, but I knew what I didn't want to do. And what I didn't want to do was stay in Arizona. I wanted a culture and a city and bright lights. And so I made my way to New York City and 1 year of law school and found that Broadway and clubs and everything that a big city had to offer was more interesting than what was in the class. But I got lucky, and on my way back to Arizona, on my walk of shame, as my mother called it, came to visit my brother. This is a great Washington, D.C. story, who was a golfer, and he was in a foursome with a congressman whose father happened to be the senator from my state of Arizona, and my brother said something to the effect, "Does anyone know of a job? My sister just dropped out of school." And he said, "Yes, my dad needs someone who can pronounce words like Tucson and Phoenix and Tempe." And I showed up the next day with my luggage, had an interview with Senator Barry Goldwater, and remained on his personal staff for 14 years.
Oh my gosh, that's just amazing.
It was a great opportunity, and I used that to leverage other opportunities, found mentors, and have built a career here in Washington most recently, last 25 years at the Small Business Administration.
And as the director for the Office of Entrepreneurship, you have a lot of responsibilities, especially managing the SCORE program, which we're very familiar with here. Tell us a little bit about what you do through the Office of Entrepreneurship Education, because it's very interesting.
Well, we're part of what we call the three C's of small business and what we do at SBA. One is access to capital, another is access to contracting, and the last part is access to consulting and to counseling, and that's where I come in. In addition to SCORE, we have small business development centers and the women's business centers, and under my purview, we are essentially the outreach initiative education component of SBA. So our role is to make sure that entrepreneurs, whether they're thinking about being in business or they're exiting their business, have all the tools and the information and the resources that they need to make sound business decisions. And that is in the form of free counseling from SCORE, as well as their online training and face-to-face training. I also head up the agency's online learning center, because we know that entrepreneurs are 24/7. It's not just between 9 and 5, so we always want to meet them on their own terms. So we have over 40 online courses, as well as business assessments and webinars for every level of business life cycle. I also work with young entrepreneurs, whether it's Junior Achievement to DECA, to get them interested in the whole concept and spirit of entrepreneurism, all the way to the AARP and other organizations that work with what we call Encore entrepreneurs. So as I once said to someone, I do everything except bar mitzvahs and supermarket openings.
Well, I second that, because SCORE itself has over 350 chapters and last count more than 12,000 volunteers. And they're not just volunteers. They're experienced business professionals. They're people that have been there and done that. We just had an interview earlier today with a 30-year marketing veteran. I mean, he was responsible for Where's the Beef?
Oh, absolutely.
Go with Wendy's.
SCORE I think SCORE represents what's in the best tradition of America, and it's neighbors giving back to neighbors. It's people, as you said, sharing their passion. And just because you stop working or you no longer own a business, as an entrepreneur, it doesn't stop there. Entrepreneurs like to help other entrepreneurs. And these people, when we say volunteers, I think we're not really giving the full view of what they do because it's hard work. They make a commitment. Many of them are working and giving back to their communities 40 hours a week. We have, as you said, many, many volunteers, not just face-to-face, but online. And that means that you could pose a question on manufacturing widgets in Portland, Maine, and get an answer from a manufacturing widget expert in Portland, Oregon. So it's a great resource for people to use and also to become a volunteer.
And as we're going into this age where there's 77 million baby boomers born between 1946 and 1964, so many people are reaching this retirement decision, but a lot of them are saying, I don't want to retire, I want to rewire. I want to do something different with my life, or I want to give back. And SCORE gives them an opportunity to do that with an organized format. And everybody I've talked to says it's just a wonderful format that's been put together because we don't have to worry about, yeah, I want to give back, but I don't want to go find the people to give back to. I don't want to organize it all. So it's taken care of at the local levels.
Oh, absolutely. And just to add that SCORE is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year, 2014, and is as relevant as it was 50 years ago. And so it's really something that I would hope that your listeners avail themselves of.
Well, happy birthday, SCORE. You just eked in as a baby boomer yourself, as an organization. So, and isn't it amazing the sheer number of people that are reaching this retirement age now? They say that somebody turns age 50 every, 7 or 8 seconds for the next 15 years. And so is the future of SCORE just going to explode as more and more people reach this decision and look for something to do? It just seems like it's just going to be an amazing growth curve ahead.
Well, I would anticipate that, and what I think makes SCORE relevant is it is this churning. It's the churning of new experience and relevancy coming into it. They each mentor themselves, their own cadre as well. So it is a rich and robust volunteer experience. You know, there are many, many opportunities to volunteer in our communities. And the fact that SCORE can attract the caliber of the individuals that they do speaks to the quality of the experience that SCORE provides.
Ellen, when SCORE reaches out to these people, they're talking with people that have financial resources to be able to volunteer and give back. Now, on the other side of things, you're helping those people who have businesses and that are saying, how do I get off the bus? You know, how do I reach that area? And there's just a lot of, as we know, 12 million baby boomer business owners that are saying, I know how my employees are going to leave the company. I'm not sure how I'm going to leave the company. Are there resources at the SBA that deal with those issues of the transition, the exit, the succession planning? And where do people find those?
Absolutely. We recognize that there is a business life cycle. And what all of our resources are geared to is being a side-by-side partner at every step of that business life cycle, from starting to exiting. And I would say that what we offer through our partners such as SCORE and what we offer through SBA is the return on investment of American taxpayers. Most of what is provided through counseling by SCORE, that's all free, and their training is at minimal cost. Everything from SBA in the form of counseling and training is free. I'm going to put a plug in here to go to our website, which is www.sba.gov. And on that, what people can find is their local resources. It's under local assistance. It will tell you exactly where the resources are by state. It even has a calendar of events so people can see where training is being offered. We offer all kinds of online courses, as I said. We have SBDC's Women's Business Centers and SCORE in every state, in every locality. It's just a matter of really accessing us. But I would say, too, that it's a lot of information. And the last thing people need to do and have thrust on them is to too much information. We have to learn how to manage that knowledge. And that's why I think it's so important to familiarize yourself with the resources and assistance that's provided by SBA, but then make an appointment with a SCORE counselor, and then they can go through what's critical of importance to you. And I think that's a great help.
We're talking with Ellen Thrasher of the U.S. Small Business Administration. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some tips, ideas, and precautions that you can use. We'll be right back.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the show for age 50-plus business owners. We're interviewing over 250 professional advisors for their tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new 20-minute interviews and 1-minute highlights every day at ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. By 3 with triple points on airfare, by 2 with double points on gas and groceries, and a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over a million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
Are you a small business owner looking for help from experienced people who have been there and done that? You might not need to look any further than your local SCORE chapter. SCORE has been helping to grow successful small businesses across America, one business at a time since 1964. There are over 300 chapters nationwide, and you can find workshops, one-on-one mentoring, a wide variety of tools and resources. Why not contact your local SCORE chapter and find out what they have available for you? Find out more at www.score.org or in Orange County, California. Contact SCORE. OC.org. That's SCOREOC.org.
Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder that we've interviewed dozens of advisors on a wide variety of topics, and you'll find all of their interviews and highlights online at ExitCoachRadio.com or on iTunes at iTunes.ExitCoachRadio.com. And I'm talking with Ellen Thrasher. She's a director for the Office of Entrepreneurship Education at the U.S. Small Business Administration. And Ellen, before the break, we talked about too much information. There's a lot of information out there, and how do business owners find it and use it and collaborate with it? And I've been on the SBA Learning Center, and there's a wonderful variety. I think I counted 64 videos on a wide variety of topics regarding business and business owners. So with the new media out there and everything, why do I hear so much from people that SCORE is the best kept secret in America?
Well, I hear that too, and I know that by word of mouth and people using it, there's more access to SCORE. But again, you know, everybody markets it. It's out there, but I think there's a lot of competition out there. And it's funny because someone asked me when I was talking about SCORE, and they said, "Is that a dating service?"
Oh.
No, but the point is, is through the good offices of people like yourself who are promoting resources to help make sound business decisions, the word is getting out around SCORE. And I would say another important aspect of any business success, which is a keystone of SCORE, is finding a mentor.
Absolutely.
And we find mentors, you know, through teachers, through colleagues, and often having and operating a business, particularly if you're a sole proprietor, can be a very isolating experience. And so you can have a SCORE mentor who will always be there for you. You can kick around a business idea. You may not be having a good day. You may have a specific one-time transactional issue that you want to discuss, and that they are there for you. And I think that's critical, and I think that's a huge role that SCORE plays.
One other thing that I think is huge is the number of people that are saying, I want to rewire, like we talked about, and I want to be an encore entrepreneur. And it's amazing how much technology has opened up the opportunities for this group of folks. What do you see from your viewpoint as far as the vast number of opportunities that are available to people these days versus, say, let's see, even 10 years ago?
Oh, I think the operative word is vast. You know, all of the great, really significant creations that we've done has always emanated from small business, and I think that will only continue. And as people are saying, it's the world is not, you know, we're a global society. The advent of social media, the opportunity to do e-commerce, all of those technical assets as well as the networking makes everything possible. And I think the other is that, particularly for the Encore, we have given ourselves permission to remain productive and active and contributing. There was a time when I think you reached a certain age that you retreated from society. And now this wisdom is being translated into new ventures, to mentoring. There are so many opportunities to have, as you said, that the rewiring. And whether it's volunteerism, whether it's becoming a SCORE counselor, whether it's starting another business, we're seeing people who have always wanted to own their business, but they had to put their children through school or they worked for someone else. So this is the opportunity. And I would say, too, that particularly with the advent of online e-commerce, small business knows no age boundary, no gender boundary, no ethnic boundary. It's all about customer service and finding a product that somebody wants. And so it's a very exciting time for people.
It really is. And to coin a phrase from another one of our guests, it's beyond e-commerce, it's m-commerce, it's the mobile commerce, because the statistic I just heard was 575 million people logged on to iTunes last month, and 350 million of them did so by a mobile device. So people are listening and learning and gathering information and marketing on the go all over the place. It really is an amazing time.
Oh, it's exciting, and I'm glad that you and I are both here to see that. I remember when I first went looking for a job, and I'm dating myself, that it was only in the newspapers, and there were two columns, and it was Help Wanted Men and Help Wanted Women. And I always thought the men column was like the entrees on a Chinese menu, and that the offerings for women were the side dishes. So, and that's not the case anymore. It's great.
That's a great point. And it, especially with the aging of America and the people that are saying, okay, I'm not through. I have a lot more to contribute. And this is a platform I can do it on. It is an exciting time.
It is an exciting time.
Well, Ellen, could you share a couple tips or ideas or precautions for our listeners of how they can get the most out of the Small Business Administration?
Absolutely. And I want to encourage your listeners to become some of these companies. I put together a list of, we've of course served millions, but I wanted to drive home how we have helped small businesses like your listeners grow into big businesses. And if you indulge me a bit, I put together a list of some people we've helped. We started Winnebago, Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream, Callaway Golf, we did Gymboree, Intel, Federal Express, Jenny Craig, all found assistance from SBA, and they had access to the same information and resources that our listeners do today. So I would go to contact your local district office, and that is available on sba.gov, because your local district office is your community-based resource. They are the nexus for everything we deliver. So through them, you can have access and introduction to SCORE or SBDCs or a Women's Business Center. They can assist you in the various kinds of financial assistance programs we have. If you're interested in going global in the international market, we have that. If you're a veteran, we have special programs for veterans and minorities. So I would look at the district office, if you have an opportunity to go in, as a one-stop shop. If that's not the case, you can certainly contact us through our website.
Excellent. And, you know, it is just amazing the amount of resources that are available here at this website. So sba.gov, and, of course, the SCORE program, you can go on score.org. Right?
Absolutely.
And it turns 50 this year. And like me, Ellen, we talked about it. Business owners are both of our heroes. And it's been a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks so much for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. So please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50 plus business owners. where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well planned. We upload new 1-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.